Listen, as a teammate, he definitely would have been an ideal teammate. And I think that's going by the respect that the younger lads would have shown him. You know, anybody that came into the squad immediately looked up to him, and then he would have looked after them and, you know, gravitated towards them, and they showed a good bit of loyalty to him, and they, you know, they'll the respect that your teammates show you in is a testament to what you're like in the dressing room, and Neil would have had a lot of respect amongst his teammates. And amongst any manager he played with, like he chatted his managers down through the years, they would have had a wild time for him.
It feels like he's been there with Donegal forever. What was the secret to his longevity, would you say?
I don't know what it was now, but yeah, he's been there for, feels like that, because he, like for a lot of people, he has been there forever. You know, a lot of young people who started following Donegal and Noddy when Neil would have been starting off, and he's been just a mainstay at full back there since. And even up until they not got many games last year, just the year before that, he was still a feature. And, you know, it's just that he dedicated to the cause. He looked after the body and he prepared, right? And, you know, I think it's important to touch on how Neil mentioned in terms of when he finished up that he enjoyed every minute of it, because I think there's a perception out there that the inter-county game is a grind now, and, you know, Neil was quick to say that he'd go back to and do it all the same and do every minute of it. I think there's a real enjoyment there to be part of something where, you know, you can be the best facility, you know, train against the best players, play against the best players, and that's something that's not hammered home enough.
He had a reputation for being as tough as nails, for getting into the minds and heads of opponents. I'm sure lots of corner and full forwards will be glad to see the back of him in that footballing sense. But his own football ability, Eamon, in some respects, because of the nature of his role, the fullback role, the stopper, the blocker, was it sometimes underestimated?
I think so. I think that can happen, you know, when you stereotype a player like that in terms of just the preparation gets lost in terms of how he physically prepared himself to be that stopper. But even the way when you're in fullback, and I don't care if people mention sweepers or coverage, Neil was a brilliant fullback long before the Jim McGuinness era. And he had a, you know, a long CV of forwards that he blotted out. And, you know, that takes a football brain, and people don't, people sometimes can miss that. And I would imagine, you know, and hopefully it doesn't for a while, so I need a babysitter for the next few years, but I would imagine he will get into football coaching at some stage, because he has the headness, and he's been about enough dressing rooms and has enough experience.
One final thought. He's played 195 times for Donegal. No one has played more games. He was just five away from the 200. Was he a guy interested in records or milestones? Like, would he have given serious thought to play to hanging on for five more Donegal matches and make the 200?
No, I think he wanted to go back because he was playing well and he was in contention for starting spots, and he's no wild interest in that, and, you know, you can tell by the way he makes that retirement. But there's no wild fanfare with it, that he just wants to, Neil just wants to get on and, you know, train hard and play against the best and test himself against the best, and that's all he was really, really interested in terms of, it would have been nice for the TV in years to come to be able to say you played 200 games. But, you know, he says it goes back to, he had the respect of his teammates, he had the respect of his management, and even the supporters loved him, and that's what it's all about.